Silver Metal is brought to you by the letter fuck. Because fuck you, Chris. You're an asshole.
You've done that joke.
This episode is all brought to you by Type Drive, or Drive Type Formula.
Type Drive Formula.
Wrong show.
Do you think the people listening think, wow, these guys must really hate each other. Why do they still work together?
Let alone live together.
Yeah, the three of us live together and...
As he, father and
he
son.
He just steals our food sometimes.
There's four of us, but which three live together? Oh,
chips.
Good. Amazing.
Well, I do believe
this
we
This episode is brought to you by Buffalo Ranch Pringles.
Oh yeah, these things. These things taste like fucking ass on fire.
Cue the roll call.
Insert metal. Rising from the ashes, Silvercaster,
Overkill!
Equipment Wielder, Bluecaster, Ishida's Azeel.
Trauma Inducer, Northcaster, Saga.
Oil and Loud, Pinkcaster, Lightred!
Bringing Tokusatsu to the West,
Cast Ranger.
Silver Metal!
Game on!
So today we're going to talk about episode 6 of Dino Charge, and our topic is, I guess,
various
Power Ranger parodies across the years.
We took a look at a couple different parodies of Power Rangers, that's a fun thing to say, and you know how like they were all pretty good, and we'll just be talking about them later, and also the thoughts on parodies in general about Power Rangers and how fun they all are.
There was one that just made me laugh my ass off.
We will get there.
I know.
On a personal note, this will be my last podcast for a couple weeks. I'm heading out east, y'all. Oh. Far east. To China.
I thought it was south.
You're not even going to the cool Far East.
you're not even going to where the bitches are.
I'm bringing them with me.
I know.
And I'm coming back, baby.
So if you don't take a picture of yourself on the Great Wall of China, I'll be very disappointed.
I will not be taking a picture of myself on the Great Wall. I am on the other end of the country.
You better go get me some Kamen Riper stuff.
I'm hoping Kamen Riper?
Yeah.
Straight up, I really am hoping to bring back a lot of English stuff.
Whatever you bring back, I will gladly pay you for some of it.
I will gladly pay you Tuesday.
For a ride about today.
So, that's going to be fun for me, and I will see you guys then. Bye!
Are you gonna do a vlog?
I might take a few videos. Yeah,
cool.
I got.
If you do, I'll put them in My Friends Think They're Funny as a video segment.
Okay.
Yeah.
All I'm hoping.
Cast Ranger World Tour.
Yes, yes. First Cast Ranger to actually go to Asia.
No.
To have any form of Asian anything.
This episode's about cakes.
And stuff.
And
go brush your teeth, children.
Fuck, this episode really made me want to brush my teeth. I haven't brushed my teeth in like a week.
Ew.
That's gross. No, actually, that's when I first saw this episode, I really thought that's what they were going to go for. Like a whole, make sure you brush your teeth, kids. They didn't, which, you know.
Yeah, not really.
Well, they did use a tooth hurts fucking joke.
Yeah, you know, okay.
Or no, and that's the tooth joke.
That's the name of the episode.
As it starts, we see that Poisandra is up on the ship, and she's testing out cakes for her wedding.
Yeah, she's like, this is delicious. I'm gonna try this chocolate one.
We should say, though, she released a monster on her own accord just to bake cakes for her wedding.
Oh, yeah, but she can do that.
Thought that was a really clever way to integrate that particular monster into the plot.
Because this monster, he's got, like, a dessert theme going on, like a chef. Yeah. He's got bad teeth. And, I'm just picturing the writers. Okay, how the hell do we write this one in?
Yeah. Considering how that monster operated in Courier, I think they wrote it into the plot really, really well.
Where's that Sentai jar again?
I don't care.
We need a Sentai jar again.
Eventually, Chris is going to buy us a fucking pizza. That's just what's going to happen. We're just going to order an extra large pizza and have a Sentai pizza.
Eat it while we're recording.
Yeah.
This is what we want. Anyway, you were saying, though, yes, she's eating the cakes and she's like, oh, these are delicious. And
I wonder what this chocolate one tastes like. And she's like, these are too good. I want a cake that is fucking disgusting. I'm paraphrasing, by the way. It's a children's show. I want a cake that's fucking disgusting so that they will remember me forever.
You know, because that's the way to make friends.
You know, I'll buy the fact.
But she's evil, so that's okay.
You know, I'll buy the fact that, like, okay, they're a kind of race that can live millions of years. They've established.
Sure.
I'm just, like, thinking back home on their own planets and shit, though. Is the wedding still on to them? It's been 65 million years.
Or are all their friends dead? I don't know.
There was a wedding.
They get a wedding invitation? It's for their fucking ancestors.
No, if they ever do the wedding, all the guests will be whatever monsters are left and all the Vivics.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I just got a flash of, like, Vivics, like, performing a band. Like, you know, like a quartet.
Wearing little bow ties, yes. Serving drinks.
Yes. Hell, the Zoryum have done stupider shit this season.
I kind of just want to see Fury as the minister.
Do you good?
Go. Anyway, but speaking of Fury, though, so he comes in, he's like, what a waste of a monster. And she's like, oh, Fury, here, you have
You're
some.
You're just mad because you don't get any. Here, have some cake.
And he eats it off camera.
Like, he just, like, takes fucking whole, like, he says, like, I'll try a little.
Because he's got a big mouth.
And he eats the whole thing off camera because, you know, we can't see.
Yeah.
And he's like, needs more vinegar. And then the episode starts. And
then
the tooth thing happens.
Oh yeah.
And Sledge comes in and he's like, I see what you did there. Make me a cake for the Rangers. And immediately blows up the one that was already made.
Yeah.
Which, and then I was just
this cake, I like it. Another.
I was just like, why? No, literally.
Why do I destroy everything I love?
Like, he just has a mini button on his ship. Fire the laser! And shoots a little laser into the cake.
Yeah.
That'd have been great.
I like to imagine that if they ever do the wedding, and they're at their honeymoon, he just brings the gun to their bed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I get it. The laser's a metaphor.
Yeah.
It's a metaphor for dick!
Sledge, darling, the pregnancy test was positive. No!
Like, blows up the test!
Oh, I thought you were going to shoot... I thought you were going to shoot her for an abortion joke!
I bet you she could.
No, I was going to say the test.
Okay, good. I thought you were going for... I was like, no.
That's good, too, though.
You know, this whole thing, though, really... Like, I wonder how they're going to, like, settle this whole wedding thing. Is it actually going to happen?
I hope.
Or, see, like, my theory of what might actually happen is that... in the end, you know, because Sledge isn't the nicest to her so far.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's not outright abusive or anything.
But we haven't really seen why she's with him.
Yeah. And so the whole thing is, like, maybe towards the end she's going to realize he's not good for her or something, and she's going to, like, leave him and side with the Rangers.
Which makes sense, because that's kind of what Candelaria did in Kyrieger.
Oh, there you go. I didn't even know that. And, or... or maybe, actually, Dave, I liked your theory.
So, my theory was that, you know, in Kiryuja she lives, but in this show it could be completely different, where she dies, and Sledge is just so fucking, like, heartbroken.
And he goes super
rage. That's the final fight, right? Usually the final fight is usually
he'll turn into DeBoss.
See, the thing is, like, while that would be awesome, I think it's a little too deep for this.
This deep.
This show. Okay, you know what?
You may think that's too deep for this. Dino Thunder.
See, Dino Thunder was different.
No.
Look, I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm just saying, like, I've only seen 6 episodes of this, so at this point, it wouldn't fit the tone. But then again, that's a long way off. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, as of now, I couldn't see that happening. Right. As of now.
The thing is, as of now, we're just barely getting out of the stage of the show where it introduces its concept.
Exactly.
So the show could go anywhere from here.
So, blows up the cake, we hit our intro, and I gotta say, I'm still loving this intro. This thing is, like, just...
Oh, yeah.
This might be one of my favorite themes ever. And we get into the episode proper, where we see Riley at a track. He's running laps, and, you know, I'm just such a dick that whenever I see anyone, like, running laps these days, all I can think is, you got the touch! You got the power!
Rangers!
Yes.
And, yeah. And a fluorescent green training outfit to match.
It's just like, it looked like he was drawn with a highlighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was terrible. And then, like, later on, it gets worse.
See, I was at that point, I thought this episode might, like, you know, as Power Rangers does, it's gotta, like, say a message, you know, be nice, be friends. I thought maybe, like, with the whole cake thing, this might actually turn into a whole, kids, you gotta stay fit.
Like, yeah. Brush your
but
teeth,
but
you know.
Surprisingly, there wasn't much of that.
No, there wasn't, actually.
So then, sorry.
I think earlier, right after the episode, he was actually training with the sword method in the cave, and Chase was, like, slacking off, and he was like, why do you always do this? Why do you always do that?
No, yeah, it cuts to, so after he's done, you know, running the track,
yeah,
he cuts
him back
in the cave, he's still fucking, like, doing the sword thing with the tennis balls.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty cool, because he's still missing shots.
Yeah.
Meaning that he's still trying to perfect his, like,
oh, yeah.
His half-moon strike,
yeah.
Basically.
So he's trying to learn Soji's techniques. Yeah.
So then Chase, like, comes in and says, why do you always practice the same technique? And me, personally, it was at this point, I was like, Jesus, Chase and Riley could pass for brothers.
And I was saying to you that when they first announced the cast, and they showed pictures of them side by side, I could not fucking tell them apart.
Right, Riley's got a bit more of a baby face, but other than that, they look pretty damn identical.
And I gotta say, I'm really, really getting sick of Riley's whiny fucking voice. It's like, I do this because I'm gonna be ready for the next fight. And he's like, and then, you know, Chase is just like, so...
Chill, bro, whatever.
I do different training, you know?
Getting annoyed by someone's voice. I could never imagine how that felt. Never in a million years.
Kindly go fuck yourself.
I love you.
You've been officially cut from the show? You may leave?
I need to come up with the sound that, like, plays when, like, us as cast rangers activate our final attack, because I would have played it right then.
And then
how sick of a burn that was.
Burn!
Apply gently to the burn. No, but, so he says to him, I'm practicing in case I ever meet Fury again. You know, he attacked me this way. And Chase brings up the very good point of, what if he attacks you differently?
Yeah.
He has nothing to say to that. So he's like, you gotta learn how to adapt to a situation.
This is how the Sentai footage of my suit actor uses the sword, so that's how I learned training how to use it.
But it's a very good episode that teaches the merits of practicing something until it's perfect, and at the same time, learning to adapt to a situation.
Exactly.
And then later we actually do see Chase's training techniques, which is kind of weird, because it's just... He rides his skateboard around, which, in a way, since he's a sharpshooter, riding on a skateboard requires a lot of concentration to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, if they're training for each of their specialties, then that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we're back in the, the Dino Bite Diner.
Yeah, apparently it's called the Dino Bite, and I didn't even notice until now.
And, we see that there's... free samples of cake for everyone to eat. Oh, yum! And it's... Oh,
okay,
it's,
so how did
it's
no...
It's the pink flamingo cake, which, by the way, was the one that Cavity made.
Yeah.
And well, apparently
but
no...
But no, in the back, you see the chef, but he's turned around, and I was like, his head's a little bit bigger.
It's Power Rangers, dude.
Yeah. Like, it, like
but the point is, nobody in this whole establishment noticed that... A, the actual chef had been beaten and tied up, and B, that a large monster in a giant chef hat that the actual chef probably wasn't wearing was now manning the grill.
I've come to accept at this point in the game, my friends, that anyone in the Power Rangers universe who isn't the Rangers or their close friends or mentors are morons.
But that's the thing. It was the Rangers who should have noticed, because they know who works at this stupid fucking place.
Well,
why are they not working? Why are they sitting outside doing nothing?
It's their break.
And also, who the hell is that actual chef? We've never seen him before.
He's going to be the Gold Ranger. Okay.
It's just some random black guy. They got to
also,
do the fucking thing.
I work in the food industry. You do not send multiple associates on break at the same time.
No, you don't. That's dumb.
Yeah.
Especially all your good associates at once.
Yeah, so, like, mostly we'll get two people on break at the same time, but not everybody.
Anyways.
But so, they all go about to... They're all about to eat their cake, right? However, Riley notices that, oh, guys, don't eat that. Why not? Look what's going on.
The actual patrons who have eaten the cake are all getting the evil toothache.
Which I actually liked how they, you know, made it look on screen. They all get, like,
purple... glowing purple teeth.
Yeah.
And their entire, like, mouth glows, like, all the way back. It's really cool.
Yeah. So then they notice, finally they notice Cavity in the back. Oh, and by the way, when I first heard his name was Cavity, I was just like, oh, please God, let him go down to Earth going, I make holes in teeth. I make holes in teeth. That would have been just just wonderful.
I'm sure someone can shoot
that would have been the icing on the cake.
We're getting good at those.
No, we're not.
So,
get out, everybody!
I really need to decide on that Cast Ranger attack sound.
There it is! Oh!
So they chase Cavity through the kitchen, and they see that the original chef has been tied up. Now, do only Riley and Chase go after him at that point? What happened there?
I think so. I'm not 100% sure.
No, Riley and Chase originally go after him. They bicker and fight him at the same time. Yeah, well, the Red Ranger actually went too.
Is fighting Vivix.
But he went and fought Vivix. And then...
So by the time Tyler gets to them, the monster got away.
Was that the time where he got shot with the...
No, it wasn't then. He got away first.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, yeah, he's like, I'm gonna run really fast all of a sudden.
Yeah, he's just... And then Tyler... And then they're
and I made
like,
the joke that no one... I made the joke that no one heard. I said, so, did he just... You know, decay all the air in front of him so the air's thinner so he runs faster.
Oh, yeah. No. That's actually when we see his powers, like what they can really do. He shoots a laser at a tree or something and the tree just starts dying.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool. And then I'm just getting flashbacks. You guys ever saw that cartoon from the 80s, Inhumanoids?
No.
It was a pretty obscure show. I thought it was really cool. It had these giant monsters and shit. One of the main bad guys, he was voiced by the guy who did Starscream and Cobra Commander.
Oh, fuck.
He was called Decompose. Okay. That was his name.
Okay.
Anything he touched would decompose, and in a very Starscream Cobra Commander way, he would go, Decompose! And I was just like, oh, that I love
nice.
It.
Nice.
And so I just got flashbacks to this here. Yes, I watch obscure stuff. Want to fight about it?
Yes. We'll fight about it in the comments later.
Yes.
We can feed Lane with him.
So, we go back to the diner where we see that Kendall and Riley are looking over the cakes that have been eaten, and they're going to figure out how much cake needs to be eaten to...
I kind of err on Chase's side with this argument here, because they're trying to argue, is it the cake that's causing it, or is it the frosting?
Why does that even fucking matter?
Yeah, exactly!
Exactly. I was like, that's stupid. It doesn't...
They're being over-analytical.
And so he's starting to throw them out.
Chase starts to throw them out.
And then he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like... I'm like, he's literally doing his job, number
Chase
one.
Is like, it's the cake.
It's the literally cake just the cake. I
agree. Yes, they're being over analytical. They're wasting time. At the same time, though, Chase is just being a little too cocky about it all. Just like,
but he's correct.
He is, but at the same time. And, I have no idea where this fit into the episode. I can't remember. But I remember now, they mentioned they were looking for the gold energem.
I must have missed that.
Yeah, we all missed it.
I remember it. They were talking like... So we're going to be looking for the gold energem now, right? Yeah, they're just kind of saying it in the background, like, well, we're going to need to look for a pterodactyl skeleton then. Is the gold one pterodactyl?
I guess they're going to be doing that plot line soon.
Neat. I like how they set that up, like, ahead of time. That's cool to me.
Oh, yeah.
So then it gets to the point, like, you know, Chase and Riley have their fight. You know, you're over-analytical. You goof off all the time. And they got to go all look for the monster. And Chase just fucks off on his skateboard.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, he's off to go goof out again. Oh, man.
That's when we have, like, a Yoda Master Splinter talk with Keeper and Riley.
But so, basically, the entire conversation they had is basically the conversation that I had with a friend of mine is, you know, 4 + 4 = 8, but so is 5 + 3.
Yeah.
It's basically the same thing.
Good analogy.
It means the same
thing. I like
thing.
That line. That's very nice.
Good analogy.
I had that fight with a friend of mine where he goes, well, you go about the editing your videos backwards. And I went, why? 4 + 4 = 8, but so is 5 + 3. As long as the solution is still the same, it doesn't matter how you got to it.
It's very much what Keeper tells Riley.
Yeah.
Like, you need to calm your tits.
Yeah.
You may have a more direct method, but he will still come.
No, okay, you know what? He doesn't have a direct method.
No, that's the irony in this situation, because Chase, while he's out skateboarding, finds a monster.
Exactly.
While Riley was training, and then when he finds out, he was like, oh, Chase found the monster? Yes, because you're going to find the monster cooped up in the cave training, asshole.
I mean, eventually you would find it with the analytical bullshit. Now, okay, here's the thing, too.
We missed an entire part.
What?
He's fighting with...
Cavity.
He's fighting with...
Chase fights with Cavity, and that's...
No, Poisandrix.
Poisandra?
Yeah, Poisandra.
Oh, yeah, Cavity.
And then Cavity's like...
Cavity goes
like, he gets really pissed. He's like... I don't listen to you. I listen to Sledge, and he
just goes
like,
berserk. He casts off his cook outfit and goes apeshit.
Sorry about that, everybody.
We had technical difficulties with the plumbing.
The plumbing. There's I had more. To pee really bad!
Not that kind of plumbing. So, yeah, back to it.
Chase finds the monster.
Yeah, after he reveals his true form, I guess
he yeah, like, yeah, he, like...
He casts off in front of Poison
No,
Brenda.
He's like... You know how...
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we just mentioned all that. So
yeah, I know, but in Drive... I'm going to go back to Drive for a second. You know how the Roybeards can evolve?
Yeah.
That's what I thought this was. It's like, he's evolving!
It's not an actual evolution. It's just that was
more like, that's what he always looked like.
He always looked like that, and he just had the chef outfit on.
Oh, maybe.
Is that... Could this possibly be an allegory for, you can bleach your teeth all you want, we know the truth.
Yeah,
sure. You know the tooth.
Whoa.
Lane, please stop.
Hey, they did it first.
Yeah, they did.
We'll get to that. So yeah, he goes and he fights. Chase fights Cavity. Why am I drawing a blank on that? And you know, they fight, and then eventually though he manages to shoot his cavity beam or something at Chase, and he gets a mouthful of cavity, and it starts hurting him really bad.
Yeah, it hits him in the chest though. Demorphs him, and then it hits him. And then
we can assume.
By the way, we get a nice full solo henshin of him with that entire stock footage.
I'm still really fucking.
May I bring up why? Like,
you can go
not
ahead.
Like it, but I'm gonna say why I think they do it.
Oh, we already know why.
Well, have we ever said?
Yes, we said that before.
Yeah,
it's because it's cheaper.
Same time.
It's cheaper and because of the street clothes and all that stuff.
That's what I was gonna say. I don't think it's because it's cheaper. It just happens to be. It just looks better because. Then they don't have to worry about, like, street clothes.
No, but other Ranger series did the same thing, but instead of, like, a full-on bodysuit, they just set a glow effect
now,
on their clothes.
Now, let me ask you, what do you guys have against the bodysuit, though?
It's very awkward. For one, if they're morphing to begin with, does putting a battery in the gun put that fucking leotard on? Because
probably.
I don't get that. I like the way they do it. Like, okay, let me finish here. In Super Mega Force, okay, when they go to Henshin, it's just a glowing white glow effect over their clothes.
Yeah.
Okay? And then it cuts to the stock footage from Japan. And it goes... And there you go. They're morphed.
Yeah, but you still haven't answered my question. What is it against this Under Armour you don't
it's
like?
It's very...
I think it looks sleek.
I think it will. No, it doesn't look sleek at all. You can see all the.
You got to keep in mind that this is you're talking to a bunch of people who frequently enjoy watching people in spandex suits.
Yeah,
this does not look good.
Since it's a black suit,
I understand that the black suit is supposed to be symbolic of their real clothes. But if they're going to shove the glow effect in at the end anyway, they might as well have it the whole sequence.
They don't actually have the glow
effect. Yeah, they do, right at the end. They turn the black suit white.
As they're lifting the guns up, the black suit turns into a white suit, and for a second, it's an actual white suit. And then, as the head is spinning around them, it's a glow effect on them.
Yeah. Okay. Like, no matter what, they're already doing the effect. They could just do the effect.
Yeah.
Instead of having that black suit that, for one, it doesn't make them look any better...
See, that's a matter
of
opinion.
It makes him look like fucking circus.
Wait, let me finish what I have to say.
You sounded like you were done.
I wasn't, no. It doesn't make them look any better. It makes them look like you can see the folds in the suit because it's not stretch formed. It's not like, you know, spandex stretched to their body. I'm trying to actually do a visual metaphor on an audio podcast.
It's not working. Anyways.
But... It doesn't make them look any better, for number one. They're already doing the effect, the glow effect, anyway. So just do the glow effect, and then just let it happen.
See, like, that's, like I said, like, you can have that, that's your opinion on that. Like, you guys don't like how it physically looks. I think it looks great, personally.
And it makes them
look like a circus troupe.
And also...
They're not?
But also, like, for me, it takes the guys out of the, what is it when you take it? When you get taken out of the movie?
The moment?
Suspension of disbelief. It takes me out of that.
I do feel like that.
That your guy's problem.
Hey, we're watching this as a show, okay? Okay, you watch movies that you watch movies. We watch Power Rangers.
We watch the show completely accepting of a good percentage of its concepts.
And you can't buy black spandex.
No, okay.
It's not spandex though.
I'm gonna go with
it's
again.
It's completely different from their actual suits.
I'm gonna go again with Sentai with the Sentai thing. In the Sentai, they had glowing effect on them when they were morphing.
Or alternative, a lot of series did
No, but Kyuriger in general. The Kyuriger, yeah. The Sentai that based on this show.
They did the glow effect
they
whole sequence.
They did the glow effect the whole sequence.
But then they also shot the whole inserting the battery thing individually for every scene. They didn't stock that part.
Yeah.
Which is probably why they've done the whole black suit thing.
Yeah.
But the point stands that what other shows have done in lieu of the glow effect the whole thing was give them a generic outfit of their color to show while they're waving their arms and doing things.
Yeah. That's another thing, is, like, think Mighty Morphin. They always wore the same clothes,
they wore, like,
right?
A tank top of their color or whatever.
Yeah, and that was their thing.
Something generic and
I can't believe we're really, we're not even halfway through the fucking of the episode yet. We're talking about this.
Let us know in the comments, what do you think about the, do you take my view? Do you take their view? I'm honestly curious at this point.
Lane, what do you think?
I can see I can see why you guys think they'd be bad. I honestly, whatever. They're trying something new.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. They're trying something new, and it's not that great. But it's not bad. I'm not saying like, oh my fucking god, that's the worst thing ever. In a show that is normally really great, one bad thing does not make the show bad.
That's the thing. It's like we've said before. The show's good enough that it deserves to have its flaws pointed out.
The thing that I don't like ever is when just the Rangers wear the same fucking clothing. Like in Megaforce, they wore the same fucking clothes every fucking episode!
Yeah.
Troy with his fucking red shirt and black jacket and just...
Samurai did the same thing,
yeah,
too!
Yeah, in Legends and Mighty Morphin, they change their fucking outfits every single day.
Do you viewers ever like think to yourself, wow, these guys are catty?
Not to mention
we are arguably critics. It's our
show,
job to
in
do
the
show
so.
Is I'm autistic, so
according to a lot of the guys who like direct the Power Rangers and stuff like that, every episode is literally a week of real time.
They don't film fight. A bunch of episodes in a thing.
No, but in the context of the show, one monster dies, a week passes, so like Monday, that's every Monday it's a new monster,
that's
basically.
What I always assumed.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The monsters always attack on the day I wear this outfit.
Oh. Yeah, that's what I mean. I that's what I always thought.
I'd be willing to accept that logic.
Yeah.
You know what?
My underwear says Monday, I wear this on Monday.
I'm no one to judge. I wear a black t-shirt and jeans every day, so like, I'm not one to judge.
He's the Blackcaster! Wait, shit!
Genecaster.
Anyway... So, back to the episode.
Yeah, right. So he demorphs and he gets the fucking thing on his mouth.
Gets the tooth decay.
And then, yeah.
The other Rangers show up.
Riley shows up and he's like, see, I told you. Don't, like, what are you doing? You fought him on your own. You could have just waited. And he's just like, quit your shit.
Wait, does he chew him out or does he say...
He does say, you were right. You're right, you know, the way you do it is okay, but you shouldn't have fought him on your own.
Okay, yeah.
He does, like, this whole thing, like...
So the others get there, they group morph, but the best thing is,
Chase
throughout
is
this entire
pain.
Thing, Chase is still in pain.
Yeah, so he's trying to yell his, like, Dino battery!
Oh!
Yeah, no, what is it when it's like, ready! Oh!
Yeah, and then even after he's transformed,
when
you
they
see
do
him
the,
just cringe.
When they do the explosion, like, morph, like, yeah. Behind him, like, they're all doing their poses. He's, like, on the ground. Ah!
And then, like, and then he gets picked up by Riley, and he's like, are you okay? And he's like, it hurts!
No, I like it when
roll
with
it, bro.
No, I like when they're doing the roll call, and, like, Chase tries to do it, and then Riley's
and
like,
he
next!
Falls over.
Yeah.
Stegosaurus, Blue Ranger!
So, they fight the monster, you know, at... Puns are made, so many this time, actually.
Yeah.
Actually, this was my thing. I wonder if this was, like, one of the first episodes they filmed, because there's, a lot more puns than usual.
Well, when you get a monster, like a tooth decay power monster.
But here's the other thing. Tyler's acting in this episode is noticeably bad.
Yeah.
Like, even by Power Rangers standards.
Well,
Red Ranger Tyler?
Think,
yeah, right?
I think it's just because it wasn't an episode focused on him, so they may not have... They were like,
they
do it once,
just,
we'll keep going.
I don't think they gave him any direction.
Actually, something else I noticed, Jesus, Jace gets, like, fucked up now, doesn't he? First he got the mind control, and now he's got the tooth decay. Is this just a thing where it's always going to be him?
I think this is just, like, the end of the last saga and the beginning of the first, you know what I mean? Like, they just happen to be consecutive episodes.
Hey. So they fight him, like I said, they fight him, puns are made, and, you know, they defeat him. What do? They combine? Riley and Chase combine their weapons.
So they defeat the monster, they swap batteries, so each of them does an attack using their own battery and each other's battery. So, like, Riley does a slash using the black battery, and then Chase does a shot using the black and the green battery.
Okay, and I noticed this when Chase is the gunner one, right?
Yeah.
When he put his battery in and fired,
it did both heads.
Riley was in the way, and even the CGI with the swirl, it passed through him. Even though he was trying to dodge out of the way, the CGI went right through him, and I was like...
Here's the thing. I think that swirl wasn't the attack, because it was the giant heads attacking.
Yeah, but the head of it goes like this, like, as it's going forward.
No,
like,
the little glowing beams that were spiraling around, yeah, sure, one of them tapped him, but that wasn't the attack. That was, like, lining it up and holographic heads.
Yeah. It's still weird that it, like, passed through him.
It's a visual thing.
Yeah, no, I know, CGI, but it's just... I was like... You literally could have just told him to jump, like, a second earlier.
I don't know.
But that was, again, Sentai footage, and they couldn't reshoot it.
Yeah.
So they that's how they destroy Mini Monster.
And yeah, they didn't use Spiker! Which, you know, because teeth were a thing where they, oh, we can't... The teeth are indestructible, blah, blah, blah. And so it was like, well, the Spiker is the known thing to go through strong things.
Well, yeah, but this was an episode focused on the two of them.
About friendship.
Expect a lot from this show where they mix up different combos for different finishers.
And they put the when they were summoning the Zord.
Yeah, so the monster grows giant and they summon the Zord.
Oh, by the way, I like to point out that it wasn't actually Sledge who fired the laser this time. He got one of his mooks to do it.
Yeah.
Laser Watch is what we should call this. Yeah. We should call this Laser Watch and see who does the laser and have like a little like dink.
Yeah.
So grows big, and we got the Stego Tricera form.
Yeah, the normal basic form.
But then Riley and Chase get into the Mega. Now, was this the first time we see all five of them?
Yes,
yeah,
that was
this
the point.
This is the first time.
That was the point of the episode.
We see all five in the Megazord.
And doing so unlocks the. Whatever the fuck
the,
they
the
call
shield
it.
Turned into the sword.
Turns into the Pentasword, is what Kyoryuger calls it. I can't remember what
I don't remember what they called it either, no. We're just going to call it the sword.
Stego sword.
Stego sword.
Probably that simple. So, they make even more puns.
Yeah.
My personal favorite being The Tooth Hurts.
Which is the name of the episode.
Which just like...
They said the name of the episode!
Yep.
Roll credits!
So then they do this ceremonial swirling circle Megazord slash and defeat the monster.
And all was well.
Did they say Monster Extinct? This
they did say.
They did Monster Extinct, but...
I don't even notice anymore.
There was no pun.
No, there was not a pun from the monster, but there were, like, the reason
Tyler
I don't remember,
said the
there was too many goddamn puns this episode.
Yeah.
When with a monster like that, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they defeated the monster and everyone's friends and blah, 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 blah.
And they believed in the heart of the cards.
Yeah. So, wait, did we cut back to Up in Space again after that? I don't think so.
I don't even know.
Wow, I don't remember. And we literally just watched it just before we started recording.
I don't think they did. But what we do cut back to, I remember, is we see Riley's back at the track, right?
You're right, and Chase shows up.
Chase shows up. He's going to be like, okay, you know what? It is good to train. You know, I'm going to train with you. And then all the other Rangers show up, and they're all wearing, like, you know...
Training outfits.
Training outfits. And like, I'm like, Jesus, I
gotta
start...
Okay, no. Riley's fucking hoodie.
He's got a straight-up fluorescent green hoodie.
Like, you could see him in the dark with that hoodie.
Yeah.
Like, that is a safety hoodie.
So we see them all in, like, their training gear, and that's when I'm going, Jesus Christ, I gotta start working out again. I gotta do crunches or something.
You should do crunchmans.
And then, like,
I'll do Zach Bear
so,
squats.
Okay, Riley... Not Riley. The Blue Ranger...
Coda.
He runs and does a jump over the... Over the, who did the jump over the bench?
So Chase gets on his skateboard and jumps over a bench on a skateboard.
They all start...
The person who just flat jumped over the bench.
Riley?
You could.
Riley did it.
It was Riley?
Yeah.
It was clearly a jumping board.
Yeah, and then Chase mimics him by going with a skateboard, and then they all start derping around. Like, Tyler gets on his hands, and then Coda, like caveman, jumps right over his junk, and they all start derping around because Riley was like, the first rule is there's no rules.
Oh.
And Coda can't process that logic. Yeah.
Coda had a Bakey's moment.
They start derp training, you know. Yeah. they fuck around. They're having fun while getting fit. But here's my question: when did Riley get rid of the tooth decay?
When the monster died, the
effects go away.
Yeah, it's the same thing with the mind control. They did not
explicitly say that at all, or address any of the other people who were affected by it. But that's what we're going with.
I guess we got it. Just like the next episode, the tooth epidemic still continues.
And his eyes glow again.
Oh my god!
Could you imagine, like, endgame of this? Like,
all of the things that have happened to them still kick in?
No, like, especially the mind control. Like, yeah. Chase just is like, I was always working for Sledge.
Oh! God, my tooth hurts.
So that's how the
You could have
is.
Figured out what was in that cake, but I couldn't let that happen. Just pull flashbacks.
So, episode ends, and it was a decent episode, you know.
Nothing, it was okay.
It was a filler. This is very much a filler.
I would say the series is holding par so far.
You know what I have to say? It was still better than the Super Mega Force.
Well, that's a given.
No, it's like, no matter what, this could be the shittiest episode ever, and it still would be better than Super Mega Force.
That's just how we're going to be from now on. Dino Charge, it's not Super Mega Force. Ninja, it's not Tokyuger.
Yeah, that's it! Ninja, it's not Tokyuger!
There you go.
Yay.
So the episode overall, it was fun, you know.
Okay.
We all remember we gotta brush our teeth every day.
Brush up, brush up, brush up. New white final toothpaste. Brush up, brush up, brush up. I don't remember the rest.
Brush teeth every day.
Do you enjoy this?
Vastly.
Do you like allergic to getting laid?
I've made that joke before.
I know.
You stole my.
It's just allergic to vagina.
Fuck you.
Okay, let's move on to our...
Speaking of being allergic to vaginas, Power Ranger parodies!
Featured topic.
So, we decided to look up some Power Ranger parodies / homages today.
Wow.
Wow, did we find a bevy of them.
Well, okay.
So we'll
go with the one that is of the oldest, I guess?
Might be. I actually don't know which of these two. So,
probably.
The first one we're going to talk about was... The Nullzilla episode of Reboot.
Yeah.
He saw something cool in this episode. I can't wait.
Which I believe I mentioned as my favorite Toku reference when we talked about on Cast Ranger before.
Click below.
Click below on this video.
I can't remember what happened in the episode specifically.
No, I remember. So what happened was the web creature had escaped into mainframe, and at first it possessed Hexadecimal. And
Hexadecimal was like, protect me, Nulls!
No, she didn't consciously say so, but all the Nulls gathered around her to protect her somehow.
So like draining all of her power.
Yeah, so they could drain the web creature out of her. And in that inner conflict spawned Nullzilla, a wild creature made of Nulls that was giant and stampeded through mainframe. So in response, apparently Fong had some measures prepared.
Guys. Our audience was born in 1998. What's Reboot?
No.
If you want to know what Reboot is, every episode is on YouTube.
The best Canadian animated show fucking ever made.
Beast Wars.
It's the show where all...
Shadowrun!
Shadow Raiders.
Shadow Raiders.
I watched that recently.
Anyways, Reboot is the show where all computer puns came from.
Mm-hmm.
It is a show set inside of a computer.
Fong!
I say it more as a joke because I'm pretty sure most people who watch this
And it's where movie. Every time we try to fight mainframe in a game, they fucking kick our asses.
Yep. So anyway, Nullzilla's around, is fucking around, you know, wrecking shit. What are we going to do in this situation? Fong's all like, I have an idea.
No, he's like, I prepared for this, and he opens a vid window, and he's like,
so this.
No, you open, well, okay, so he opens it, I'm going to go about the episode before, because you skipped the good part.
Oh.
He opens a vid window, and he's like, I prepared for this, and he shows them, like, all the specs of all the suits, and then Bob just looks up at him and goes, how do you prepare for something like this? And he goes, I'm prepared for everything.
Lucky guess?
Yeah, lucky guess.
And so basically what he has prepared for them are these suits, which look like bugs.
Yeah.
But they're very clearly supposed to be Power Rangers. There's a pink, a red.
If there was a bug-themed Power Rangers, this would be it.
Yeah. So
the main guy's a beetle.
Not. And there's also a gnat.
What's a gnat? What's a...
By the way, it's pronounced Nat.
I know.
But that's the joke. I know. Like, it's Mike.
He says it correctly when he summons the vehicle.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we see all their vehicles, which look pretty...
Wait, before...
To be honest, I was getting more Beetleborgs.
That's exactly... No, yes, absolutely. But I was going to say, before we talk about the Zords, we should mention what insect each of them are.
Oh, God.
So Bob is a stag beetle. Dot is a ladybug. Enzo is a grasshopper because... Oh, my young grasshopper.
Yeah, I was saying when we were watching it... I bet Fong's VA just wanted an excuse to say grasshopper in that voice.
Oh, so, yeah, of course.
Ah, grasshopper. Yeah. There you are.
And they get Frisket to be on this team, and apparently he's a fucking bee.
I did not get bee out of that until I saw Zord.
and Mike's a gnat.
And Mike the TV is drafted into this weird army as a gnat.
I'm a good gnat. What's a gnat?
That's the line.
So, they each stand at, like, a section of the wall of this room and with their face on it, and they each get, like, swished down a hallway, down a launch tube, into the hangar.
No. They're all standing on, like, these individual little platforms,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And every single one is, like...
It's a thing with their face on it, and Dot gets to sit on a couch, and then Mike just falls down the rug
gets,
with
gets
the
revolving
reboot sign.
Floor.
Yeah.
And they get all their vehicles, and they go out to fight the Nullzilla.
Yeah.
What's her name? The other girl?
Andrea.
Andrea,
yeah.
She stays behind, that's for later. And they all go out to fight the Nullzilla, but they can't do it all on their own. So Fong says, "You must combine together. But these don't fit together. You must all say the words at the same time."
If you give the signal, they will become a giant robot. A what? A giant robot. These don't even fit together. You must give the signal all at once. All right, guys, let's do this. Reboot robot entomologizing force. And the emblem shows and bam, robot's done.
And it doesn't even look like...
It does not look like the sum of its parts. At all.
Which is weird because, you know, give Power Rangers that at least. These Zords do look like they would form into... The Megazord does look like it's made up.
Yeah. It looks like some weird Mazinger parody.
Yeah. So, but actually, I actually like their Megazord. They look neat.
And then they pull a Power Rangers Turbo where they're derping around trying to figure out how to pilot it at first.
Well, yeah. I think it is. It's like, so how do we do this? And it is... Do one thing and it cuts the commercial.
They quap it.
You know, I found it kind of funny too, and this just goes to like the writers of this episode clearly only watched Power Rangers once.
Yeah.
And where it's just like, look, as much as I hate it, the fact is Red is always the leader. Bob wasn't Red. He was Black. And the head is usually formed by the leaders. It was formed by Mike's.
We don't even know for sure how that thing happened.
Yeah, but who knows? But my point is, this is just one of those things where they clearly only watch, like, Power Rangers in the background.
Yeah.
It still looks
Or fun. Maybe they just tried to make it as dissimilar as possible to avoid
Who
a lawsuit.
Knows? Who knows? Writers of Reboot, let us know in the comments.
Was Mighty Morphin at the time, or was it Zeo?
What year was Reboot?
97.
97? So that would have been...
That might have actually been
Turbo.
In Lost Galaxy? Because Power Rangers was 93, 94, 95. Zeo was 96. So Turbo would have been 97.
Yeah.
So probably Turbo. Anyways, so they form a giant robot, which I thought actually looked kind of cool.
I think
it was.
Looks all right.
But they can't destroy Nullzilla still. What do they need? They need their power weapon.
But wait, before that happens, they're like fighting it and holding it off, but then they accidentally drop it on Bob's apartment.
Yeah.
I only have 3 payments left!
No, like, I just redecorated.
Oh, I just redecorated, yeah.
So
you're entirely not distressed enough about your entire building being brought up in smoke.
The janitor was in there.
Yeah.
They say we can't... We'll get to him. We can't destroy this thing. Fong, what do we do? Take out your power weapon. Where is it?
The Disrupt-O-Matic. Fong, we haven't got a Disrupt-O-Matic. Hold on. Checks the hangar. Shit.
Then he turns to Andrea, though.
Andrea becomes the Green Ranger!
She becomes the Sixth.
The Orange Ranger,
yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, she's like a wasp or something.
They don't
and
really
she
say
drives
she
the... It's basically an axe.
It's a flying axe, and she drives the axe. Like, not even in, like, an animal or Zord form. Just an axe. And she flies it over and joins them, and he's like, go through all these cabinet corridors to get up to the chest cavity, and she's already there.
And that's how it is. So they use the power axe or whatever the fuck it is to
destroy Disruptomatic.
The Disruptomatic to destroy.
And they blend the motherfucker.
Yes, yes, they do. And it sends nulls everywhere.
Yeah.
And it was, overall, it was a very nice little, like, joke at.
Oh, I loved it.
It was a nice little joke.
I loved it when I watched it, and I love it now.
What did you say? Yeah. I brought up something?
Yeah, when Nullzilla's going by, you see the shadows on the background.
Oh, yes,
the background.
Right. Okay, sorry, yeah, that was something I noticed, and I thought it was a great little thing. There's this point where Nullzilla is, like, you know,
stomping
wreaking havoc,
the city.
You know, stomping through the city. We see a bunch of the locals.
Binomes.
What?
The binomes.
Oh, yeah,
binomes.
The binomes running around, and we see that they're clearly casting a shadow
on
like,
this image of the city.
Yeah, and that's just a nice little, like, homage. They don't bring attention to it. Nice little homage, like, you know, back in the day, they had to, like, you know, shoot, like...
And there was, like, a grayscale filter on that scene, too.
Exactly. They had to shoot in front of, like, screens and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes actually playing the scene behind them so they could see what they were doing. So, occasionally, they would cast a shadow.
You know what I thought would have made that scene absolutely perfect? What
see
they
the
didn't
boom
do?
Mic?
No, if after they run by, you just zoom out, it's an actually a vid window. Because that would have fit in perfectly!
It would have, yes. So... They,
and then the vid window gets crushed.
Yeah.
So, but that's, like, watch the episode yourself. We're not going to make any spoilers to what happens
later on. Do you remember
the
episode number was? Season 2. I know it's season 2.
It's called Nullzilla.
The episode is called Nullzilla.
We're not going to spoil what happens after because it's pretty goddamn awesome.
Oh,
watch,
yeah.
If you haven't watched Reboot, watch fucking Reboot.
Oh, it's
but
good.
But at the end of the day, we're talking about the little parody they did about it. And I thought it was really fun. It was a little, like, you know, making a little too much fun, you know, where it's just like... Really, this is popular?
It's a little tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Oh, it's
yeah.
ridiculously tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
But speaking of what just goes straight on, almost insulting its audience.
Oh my
God.
Animaniacs!
Wait.
We talked about that one on our Toku references
yes,
as well.
We did.
That was interesting.
So, the Animaniacs, you know, they're derping around as they do. They're teaching kids lessons as they do.
For the record, we don't know what they're doing sitting on that bench talking to these kids before the episode starts.
But that's how it does. And then, you know, we get our little scroll up to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And on the moon is a palace. And in said palace, it's Rita Repulsa's, you know, inebriated sister.
Like, she's got, like, the hat with the horns on it, but instead it's a giant nest with vultures
There's
in it.
There's three vultures in it. She's got the staff.
The exact staff.
She and her two minions, one of them is a pig in armor.
Who I believe was based off of the pig from the Power Rangers movie, who was never actually in the show.
But he spoke like Goldar.
Yeah, kind of.
And there's also a, like, Scotty dog wearing, like, a kilt
and
you know, like, the Scottish
hat.
Golfing hat.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, we got Rita doing, like, ah, how am I going to be destroying the warners, I'm wondering? Cut to the pig. Maybe you should send down your warriors to destroy the warners.
But
ah, that's a brilliant idea! My warriors! They will defeat the warners combined!
I was trying to say this while we were watching it, but you guys were, like, really, like, talking to each other the whole time. The pig sounded like Goldar.
I just said that.
No, but I mean like, they either got the same guy.
To be fair, Goldar isn't a hard voice.
Yeah, but I mean, like, even the mannerisms, like everything, like.
Again, it's a really easy personality to copy.
So she says.
Yeah, for someone who watches the show,
she summons these three like sock boys. They kind of look like the sock boys.
They're supposed to be the putties.
Yeah, they look like the guys from Little Big Planet a little.
Well,
and
what
they
actually
wearing glasses.
Are, they're studio ninjas. Like literally, what they are is they're wearing all black so that when they're put on a show, when they have front lighting. They can move things in the background without
people
noticing.
Yeah, but then they would have been black.
Yeah.
But they were kind of black.
No, they were not.
No,
they were bright gray.
They were parodying the putties.
They were.
So.
Anyways, so they're sent down, you know, the Warners in an unmorphed fight, which I like. they fight the Warners, and there's, like, great, like, Ranger-esque music going on. You have to listen to it yourself. Watch this scene. It's really amazing.
Oh, my God. You know what I don't like about this whole thing, though? The whole Ranger thing with this? Is they go, right!
A lot.
At the end of every sentence.
Every 5 seconds.
Are you going to tell me Mighty Morphin didn't go
no.
right a lot?
No, I know. But that, it's still annoying. Still annoying.
That's what I say.
That's why it was a
this
joke.
One, This one was much more like a parody and a little more like going, really, kids? This is what you like?
Is this what you want?
I like that every time like they go to like a different scene and just be like, super strong, more siblings, they are super sisters. Like, I love that.
They would just jump into the sky.
Yeah.
Even if they were in the middle of the building, they would jump through the sky.
It was them making fun of the scene where they all jump into the Megazords. Exactly. But they do that a lot even when they're not actually jumping into the Zord.
Yeah. So, you know, they defeat the Mooks. Cuts back to the moon. Ah, they defeated my warriors. What do I do now? Maybe you should send down a giant monster to fight the Warners. Of course!
Just like smacks her minions.
Ah, I agree! Let's go with your plan!
What kind of monster, I'm wondering? We cut to Finster parody, who looks like Yoda.
He's wearing a graduation cap.
I have a bug.
Perhaps this bug.
Yes, I will make it big. Now goodbye! And sends down the bug, which becomes giant.
Immediately.
The Warners, they go to their base, the psychiatric hospital.
Yep.
Where, in the tube, is fucking... What's his
Dr.
name?
Dr. Scratch and Sniff Dr. is Zordon.
Is Zordon.
His face is all wavy, because
no,
Zordon...
No, it's not! Like, here's
his
the thing.
His mouth is.
It's just his mouth, but in the... Like, I said, like... So, when they converted it to HD, they, like, didn't put the fuzz over his mouth. So, it was like...
So it
was just a mouth still that was just moving around, but there's no fuzz.
Yeah.
So that's what I was fixated on, was like, why didn't they just put a fuzz there?
Still leads to one of the best lines in the show. What's wrong with your mouth? It's all fuzzy.
And that's what I was like, really not.
Anyway.
It's a joke about shitty quality TV.
So at this point, they morph. And wow.
Power of the blowfish.
Platypus.
Power of the anteater. And power of the platypus.
Yeah, so Dot becomes the platypus. Yakko
becomes
the anteater, complete with the mouth. Like, the long mouth and the tongue.
No, Wacko becomes the anteater.
And Yakko
becomes the blowfish.
Yakko's the one with the pants.
Oddly, Yakko, the leader, does not become the Red Ranger. Again!
Once again, they saw Power Rangers once. And they just went with that. Anyway, so they go to fight the giant bug. They can't defeat the giant bug on their own. What do they need? They need a Megazord.
Right!
Right. They go into the water tower.
Oh, my God.
The water tower grows arms and legs.
Well, it's front to, like, legs.
Yeah,
like, become
legs.
Arms.
Yeah, and then it also gets a sword and a shield.
Shield made out of the Warner Brothers.
And the sword...
It steals the Warner Brothers emblem from another building to become its shield.
And then it takes the table from the boardroom. And when Chris first saw this, I was like... He was like...
So the boardroom from the table from the boardroom in the
one becomes
of
the sword.
Like, flies off, goes into the Zord's hand, and grows a blade.
Yeah.
When
he first saw that, he was like, why the table? And I went, that's where shows get cut.
Fuck!
Nice touch.
Yeah.
So, they fight the giant bug. Destruction all around. It's a fun fight. Watch it for yourself.
Lots of collateral.
We're not gonna spoil the ending, but it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. So, but then after all that, they fight the giant monster, and Rita's like, ah, curses. We see them take off their face.
And it turns out they were wearing helmets, even though we did see their mouths move in it.
Exactly, which that was a nice touch. But then my favorite aspect of this all, we cut to the three of them, like, in front of, like, a black screen. Hey, kids, fighting giant bugs is not fun.
If someone ever pressures you to fight a giant bug, just say no thanks.
Which was just like, I'm like, oh, that is great. That is a great jab at, like, the half-assed morals of Power Rangers.
No, but they had the wheel of morality on...
Well, that was always a joke, but
my
problem with that was Power Rangers never did straight-up PSAs. That was more like Sailor Moon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or Sonic Says.
Yeah, that.
Oh, hey, God.
If someone wants to touch you in your special area, that's no good.
Well, I really did like this parody just because, it really shows how silly and, like, Power Rangers with their tropes.
Like I said, this one came off a little more like it was insulting the show, which was still great. That's what Animaniacs did.
Yeah.
And, like I said, it was more of like, really, kids? This is what you like? Whereas the reboot one was more just showing off some of the dumber things.
I've loved it since I was 5 years old, and I'll still love it 20 years
later. Check it out for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
It's on YouTube.
The third parody.
Oh my God, this one.
Titled, Zordon is a Racist. It was done by College Humor.
Of course.
This one took a very, very sharp knife to the whole,
wait a minute, why is the Black Ranger black and the Yellow Ranger Asian?
And the Red Ranger is
Native American.
Although that was never actually a thing until Tommy became the Red Zeo Ranger.
But anyways.
Yeah.
So, in a very college humor-esque set, we see Zordon.
He calls in
the Rangers. The
teenagers for the attitude.
And he's like, I have chosen you all to be Power Rangers.
Because of your animal spirits or whatever.
So he cuts to the first person, who is a black gentleman. And he says, you have inner strength and courage. You will be the mighty Mastodon. And from there, it's like, oh, okay.
So,
by the way,
the best part is he gives him like the Ranger suit, and it's clearly a recolored Red Ranger helmet.
And he's just wearing like a shirt with the pattern.
Just a black shirt with a pattern.
So yeah, but you know, whatever.
College humor, whatever.
They don't have a budget. They have a what the fuck.
I know, but I just thought it was hilarious.
Then we cut to a young Asian lady. And he's like, whatever her name was, Jessica, because you have the power of, like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you will get this mighty saber tooth. I won't let you down, Zordon. Also, your math skills should help you. I'm actually not that good at math. Moving on.
and the funny part about that is she gets a yellow recolor of the Pink Ranger outfit.
Yes.
I'm like, okay.
Michael, because you have this and that, you will get the power of the Tyrannosaur, the Red Ranger. Whoa, 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 whoa. I see what you're doing. I'm Native American. You're giving me the Red Ranger? And it just devolves into this argument where it's just like all like the little like...
What about him over there? He's also going to be the Black Ranger.
Dude, there's more.
No, it's like, I'm Jewish. You're going to make me the Green Ranger because of the color money? No, you're going to be the Green Ranger because you control the Mighty Dragon Sword.
Yes.
What about me? You're the Pink Ranger because you're the girl. Blah, 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 pterodactyl.
I mean, something, something pterodactyl.
Yeah.
And then and he will be the leader because he's white.
The White Ranger.
Am I really the most,
qualified to be leader.
To be leader.
I mean,
be her. The
girl
pink
number
ranger?
One. Girl number the one pink, was the student council leader or whatever.
Pink leader. What's wrong with you?
Oh no! Our enemies are going to be scared off by a period.
And oh! They'll just go, whoa, Zordon!
And then
why doesn't he be the Pink Ranger? Well, he can't be the Pink Ranger. He's a guy. That'll be totally gay. The Green Ranger goes. And what would be wrong with that? Wait, a gay Jew? Jesus Christ! I'm sensing that you may...
Oh, and there was something in there about a second black guy being a second black ranger.
That joke is the joke on David Haast, because he's a gay Jew.
Probably.
Yeah.
But he was the blue.
No.
Yeah!
Oh.
Which was wonderful. And so then it cuts to, well, what about him? What's he going to be? Cuts to
another black guy.
I just got to say it, a much more noticeably black man.
Who was not in the scene up till now.
Yeah.
And Zordon's like, whoa, okay. You will be the second Black Ranger.
Oh, yeah. That's so, wait, covering your tracks.
And it just, like I said, it just devolves into this thing of racism.
Yeah.
And especially, and then he says, okay, you know what? No, he's gone. And he teleports the second black guy out of there. Well, now we're one short. No.
Two people left. Yeah.
I think the Jewish guy left.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
Because she goes, we're two down. And he goes, oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah, no, he did send away the Jewish guy.
Yeah.
And then he sends away the second black guy, and he's like, "Well, now we're too short. No, this was all a test."
Along because Jorge,
Then a Mexican janitor, just pops out of nowhere, power sombrero,
like gives him like not even a ranger outfit, but a sombrero with like the
and
diamonds
the
on it,
that was
with
funny.
The diamond pattern on it.
Yeah, and then it's just like
it's not even a suit.
And then all the teenagers with attitude are just like, oh, fuck this.
Yeah.
And they all just split off. He goes, no, you cannot, you may not defy the mighty Zordon. And then as the first black gentleman is leaving, he goes, hey, you, better not steal anything on the way out. I'm like, whoa.
Like,
cuts there.
Like, not even just that.
No,
like, what is there to steal in this shitty command center?
And then there's, like, the credits.
We see that the second black gentleman has been teleported home to Africa.
I'm from New Jersey!
I live in Connecticut,
that's it.
So, overall, this was just something so funny. Like, it's taking, like, the old idea of, like, maybe Power Rangers was a little racist. We know it wasn't actually racist, but it's fun to pretend.
Yeah.
It's fun to pretend about racism, apparently.
Speaking about being fun to pretend...
Oh, my God!
I was going to say, before we get into the next one, watch it. It's funny. Check it out.
Yeah.
As for the last parody...
This is the one I found on Facebook.
I don't like it.
A friend of mine linked this to me, And I think it was my friend Phil. Thanks, Phil. You're awesome. And he goes, I heard you have that podcast, and I saw this. Here you go. And I was like, okay.
What?
This is a weird fucking title, but I'll go with it.
What's the title?
Power Rangers in Sesame Street.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I was like,
First off, that sounds like it could have been a thing.
Yeah,
that
I thought that this was going to be, like, educational, and it starts off with
May I just say something quick?
Yeah.
Like, this really feels like something, like, back in, like, the mid-90s, it could have been something like, the Power Rangers come to Sesame Street to teach kids about...
self-defense.
Maybe, or, like, you know, oh, you know, don't, you know, you gotta be nice to each
peaceful
other.
Peaceful solutions.
As they do.
That jazz.
Oh, no!
No!
So it starts off with them, they're amazing. In a park.
This couple.
And
he gives her
cookies. I don't know what audio equipment they had, but it was the worst thing ever until the fight later, but this is pretty bad. But he gives Subway cookies to his girlfriend. No, she goes, I love you. No, I love you. No, you shut up. No, you shut up. Shut up, bitch.
Yeah.
And he gives her cookies. Subway cookies, they're my favorite. Goes just about to eat one, Cookie Monster comes up and just starts beating the shit. Tackles her down and says,
No. He did not even, like, touch her yet.
No, he did.
Did he?
Yeah,
I remember, yeah, he did, like, tackle them.
Yeah, and then he's like, you! And then the three of them show up, and he's like, you!
Yeah, so three guys show up out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's like, you're gonna be defeated by us! It's morphing time! And they all morph, and...
The funny thing was, they're all morphing, and, like, they I gotta say, this was a well-edited video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cuts to them all morphing. You know, Tyrannosaurus, Mastodon,
Dragonzord.
Triceratops.
Shut up! Get out of here! There's no Asians in this video!
Line from them, not
us. Yeah, that's literally a line from them.
There's only three guys henching, but in the morphing sequence, there's a fourth guy, who's not supposed to be there, and they're like, get the fuck out!
Now, the funny thing was, they clearly only had one morpher.
With the dragon coin?
They're all the dragon coin.
Yeah.
It looked like the clear toy one that you get from McDonald's.
But it was really well edited. It actually looked
so cuts
close.
To them, they're like, you got the Green Ranger, the Red Ranger, and for some reason the Pink Ranger.
Yeah, that was the Mastodon guy. He goes, Mastodon! And he became the Pink Ranger. I'm like, oh.
What the fuck?
So then we get a fight, and I got it. Like I said, the camera work and editing is actually well done.
Like, yeah. And the Red Ranger, like, climbs up the slide. He's like, slide! And then, like.
Keep in mind, they're fighting Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who fucking destroys.
Wait.
Them apart. Yeah,
but not before.
Literally.
Not before.
Yeah, no, wait. Let's go in order here for a second, because they go and fight, and they're like, say hi to Rita, and kicks him in the face.
He says, say hi to Reader.
Reader. And then does a backflip, and then does another backflip, and it cuts to the Sentai footage
Power Rangers. Of them jumping into Megazord.
He, like, takes the coin out, makes the joystick. And, like, does the thing, and then it cuts to the Ghost Sager fucking...
Like, as the MMPR Megazord finishes conforming...
Yeah.
Harshly abrupt cut to the fucking toy of the Ghost Sager Megazord standing in that park.
And then Cookie Monster just comes by and kicks it.
Yeah. I'm just like, punts it.
And you see it shatter.
They all fall out.
Yep.
And this is when shit got real.
Yeah. So Cookie Monster jumps on the Red Ranger's knee, and you hear, like, this audible, like...
bone
snap!
Crack.
Like, I'm just like,
so much celery.
Yeah. He's running out of the farmer guy's
beats
running out of
the
celery.
Shit out of
he beats
him,
the shit out of him.
Rips his fucking
neck off.
Rips his head off.
Throws it
at the
Green Ranger.
And
he's like,
heads up, and kicks it over to the girl who's still sitting on her picnic blanket.
Which was amazing. So then it goes to the fucking... Wait, who died next?
It was the Pink Ranger.
He got
his arm ripped up, and then Cookie Monster's just beating him to death with his own arm.
And then
the Green Ranger's like, okay.
Y'all know me. I gotta make an obscure reference. Anyone else ever seen Deadly Prey?
No.
Movie where a guy gets his arm cut off and beaten to death with it. It's amazing.
And then, like, the Green Ranger does, like, these backflips, like, somersault backflips. And then he's just like, no, fucking clotheslines him.
Yeah.
And this was, like, I think a legit clothesline, because he did a backflip and landed on his stomach.
Yeah.
So, like, then he says, fuck this, I'm gonna get out of here.
Gets up, he punches Cookie Monster punches him in the stomach, and then does an uppercut and knocks off his helmet, and he has blood all over his
blood
face.
Blood all over.
And then he's like, fuck this, I'm out!
Tries to teleport, but Cookie Monster reaches up and grabs the immaterial burst of energy that is surrounding him and pulls him out of the teleport.
And he's like, Zordon, help, help!
And cuts to this really derpy-looking Zordon. Yeah.
You're on your own, Rangers!
I can't help you.
I can't hear you.
Oh, no.
That was our TV.
Just TV?
That was just TV.
Just TV?
Just TV.
Let's wait.
Alright, we're good. Okay, wait. So then he fucking like
continues grabs him.
Grabs him from the teleport. Fucking, he's like, Zordon, help me! Oh god, I can't help you, Rangers.
I can't hear you.
I can't hear you. You're on your own.
May I say the next part? Because like I'm probably the most read of these comics. Pulls a fucking Bane by, you know, breaking his back on his knee.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is the greatest thing ever.
And then it cuts back to the girl who's still eating.
Oh, no. It cuts to the Blue Ranger.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's like, let's get the fuck out of here. She's traumatized as all shit.
And still eating the cookies,
The blue guy just says, fuck this, I'm out of here.
I don't think that was the actual Blue Ranger.
No, that was the Blue Ranger guy.
It was.
Oh,
it
was. I don't know.
He wanted to morph, but he was like, get out. There's no agents here.
Allowed.
Yeah.
So... cuts the Cookie Monster, like, walking calmly up to her.
Towards the girl on the picnic blanket who's still trying to eat the cookies.
She offers him the little piece left. None of that, bitch. He punches into her stomach, pulls out digested cookies, and goes, cookies!
And I made the joke, but no one heard it, and I went, well, that's a new way to get digestive cookies. Because, you know, the digestive cookies. They're disgusting.
Dirty derby dee derp dee derp.
Wow.
And then it just ends with like cheery music like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the guy's like, my Facebook.
This was literally the funniest shit I've seen in such a long time.
It was pretty damn hilarious.
I fucking loved it.
I recommend all these ones. If you're a little sensitive to racist humor, don't watch the Zordon one. I recommend all three of those videos otherwise. This one, not for the faint of heart or weak of stomach.
Lots of fake blood. Lots of like cherry Kool-Aid everywhere.
Yeah.
So good though.
But it's a very well edited. The sound is whoa.
That's what I mean. Like the first part I was like, oh god, please don't tell me the rest of the whole video is this shitty fucking
quality. As a guy who's like, you know, recorded a lot of the second felt like it was done in post. You know what I mean?
No, I know, that's what I mean. They probably did everything later.
Yeah.
But otherwise,
I recommend this wholeheartedly to anyone. Like, what was the quote, though, you said that the guy said when he posted it?
Oh, let's see how long it takes for this to get taken out of YouTube.
And the funny thing is, the copy we were watching was labeled re-uploaded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Saban doesn't fuck around, people.
Yeah.
This is, this whole, like, though, I think he made this in response to Power/Rangers.
I just want to know
if they film that quick...
Why not?
It was a pretty easy video.
When was it originally uploaded?
It was like, Power/Rangers was like a month ago.
Yeah.
A month?
Was this recently created?
Yeah, basically.
We'll
like
have to look that up. A
couple of weeks, maybe.
But this is what happens when you take the tropes of Power Rangers and push them to the extreme.
I just want to know, how the hell did they come, like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Power Rangers or Sesame Street?
I'm pretty sure Sesame Street is older.
Been around since
the
60s,
No, not that. I mean the original concept for this.
I think it was...
No, let me say this.
Yeah.
Was it originally, they said, we want to make a Power Rangers video, how do we do this, like, what do we do? Then they said, hey, how about Cookie Monster? Or did it go, we want to do a video about Cookie Monster on a rampage for cookies? Then they said, let's add Power Rangers.
That's a good question.
That's what I meant by what came first.
I think it became Power Rangers first because of the fact that they had to have at least had the suits.
The same can be said for Cookie Monster.
Yeah, but the Cookie Monster suit you can just, like,
here's the thing.
Rent
here's
from
the
a
thing.
Store.
They didn't rent that.
Here's
all
the thing.
All the blood on it.
Yeah.
I think this does hinge on the fact on whether it was inspired by Power/Rangers. Because if it was, then it definitely was, let's make a Power Rangers movie.
Considering that it came out pretty close to Power/Rangers, I'm pretty sure that it was...
We'll have to look that up later, to be sure.
Well, unfortunately, the original video was deleted, and this was a re-uploaded file, so we won't know.
Yeah.
Like, we literally will never know.
The thing is, if it was recent, that's pretty quick to get Ranger suits those detailed.
Well, they weren't really detailed. They were.
Like, I don't mean like proper detailed.
They looked like
detailed.
They were fucking sweaters.
No, I know, but they were like they did have like you know fake abs and shit in them.
The fact was the cookie.
Well, no, the fake ab thing. That was like
that's not hard.
That was the no. That was the Power Ranger movie suits that they were giving out to kids where they would have fake abs on them.
Yeah.
But my point is, the Cookie Monster suit was the best suit.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Cookie Monster for Five Nights DLC.
Yes.
It should just be Freddy.
Five Nights at Cookies.
No, it should be Cookies.
I love Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
I love Bakey Monster.
So, yeah. Yeah, oh, Bakeys.
That was hilarious.
Hashtag Bakeys.
That was hilarious. Check it out. Overall, though, you know, it's just so fun to look at these parodies, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and there's plenty more.
There's plenty more. We have topics for days.
I'm going to, at a future point, we are going to discuss my favorite Power Ranger parody series. It's called Super Freakin' Parody Rangers.
Of course it is.
It was done by Kerbifer and a team of lovely, talented people, and I can't
I don't remember if this was the one I actually said, nope, I'm out, or if it was, I don't know. We'll find out.
We will see.
But yeah, again, really good, really good parodies. I kind of, I was very skeptical when you wanted to do the Zordon as a racist one, because I really thought there would be some N-bombs put down on there. But no. I was actually very, very, very happy they didn't do it, and
it would have been really easy for them.
It portrayed racism well.
Like I said, a good parody has to make you laugh. Like, to me, what a parody has to be able to do
it makes
is
you make you laugh and make you think.
Not a,
it
yes,
shows
but,
for me though how sick a mind, horrible mind I have. When I the funniest one for me was Cookie Monster fucking ripping all the Power Rangers.
Oh
to shreds.
Fuck yeah!
Like
that's
I was,
just
you saw me.
Y'all
I was
are
laughing
sick
my ass
fucks.
Off.
Yeah, but to what I was saying though, like a good parody has to make you laugh, but it also has to make you go. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Like with like
oh, yeah.
Wait, why do the robots go together like this? That doesn't make any sense. Or like, especially the Animaniacs.
Yeah,
a parody has to make you go, okay, you got me.
Yeah,
yeah. So all in all, this was a very good like thing.
Yo.
And next week we'll have even more. Actually, I have a topic for next week already. So yeah, we're ready to go.
Well, I won't be here next week.
That doesn't matter because next week is the Power Rangers movie, and you can just go now.
No,
it's not the Power Rangers movie.
You
guys.
Told me you were gonna wait for me.
I am.
Thank you.
So they came out. Just be ready in about 4 or 5 weeks. We might do Power Rangers movie.
Yep. But anyway, guys, you know I've had fun, and I'll see you again, obviously. But you know, I'll be missing y'all. Over when I'm over there.
Hey guys, cue the roll call.
No, why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
Fuck.
Cue the shameless marketing.
Go find us on Facebook and Twitter and all that good jams.
Yeah,
Facebook, Radio Sentai Cast Ranger, also iTunes. Tweet at us at Ixie Studios and castranger.podbean.com is where you can find the hub for all of our madness.
And I, Northcaster, must go on a journey now to find myself and maybe a greater power.
Look for Ninja while you're there.
Yeah, I was gonna say, look for fucking Ninja.
You're becoming Eastcaster.
Three!
Northcaster's going east!
Northcaster's getting an upgrade episode!
Wow, I made three clever puns.
I think we should actually call you that when you get back.
No.
Yeah,
hurrah! I'm the Eastcaster. No, I'm sorry.
That was awful.
I'm gonna
die! Racist!
No, I am totally gonna, like.
Now we gotta do a video called Lytrid the Racist.
Yeah.
Lytrid is now Yarrowcaster.
Oh, God.
I have to put special effects on that.
Lytrid's racist, guys. It's okay. He's autistic. We just know better.
Anyway, I had fun. I'll see you guys in a bit. See y'all around. Bye.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.